Mills Daily.
Another one?
It's a certified bop.
Yes.
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Look me in the eyes and tell me this is not a brilliant record.
Oh, that was amazing.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Johannes, our freshest of the week, plays our famous freshest quiz with Mum Jane, who was really excited to be on the radio, it's fair to say.
She was the perfect person for this game, actually. A lot of love for Johannes' mum.
Also, the way the Queen eats her bananas will have you shook. There's another Bambaleo Wednesday. Camila Cabello reviews her own live lounge, and today's the big day. The boyfriend's moving in. Yes. Chris has even made a trailer for what the reality show might be like. So today, our fresher of the week, Johannes, takes the freshest quiz and his mum finds out the real story of what's been happening in the first week of university.
I love this game so much because it sort of forces the fresher's mum, or dad if they take part, to have to imagine scenarios that their kid's been in.
Yeah, so we give them three different scenarios and it's an A, B or C option, but one of those A, B or C's has happened in the week.
Yeah.
And the mum just has to guess which one. Obviously, when your mum calls you when you first go to uni, and they do a lot, or they text a lot because you've just literally moved out and it's a bit weird for them, you don't tell them the real things that are going on. You don't tell them the real story. Like, are you eating all right? Yeah. No, I'm really not.
Yeah,
you're not drinking much, are you? No, not at all.
Well, I wouldn't, but some people do have that kind of relationship with their mum or dad where they tell them anything.
Yeah.
Which I suppose is a good thing, but I could never do that.
Me neither. I wonder if Johannes is in that kind of family where they overshare absolutely everything. We're going to find out at 1:40 on the Freshers Quiz.
One, the Scott Mills Daily.
I'm getting these messages every day now about banana luck.
Yes.
People passing tests, exams, driving tests, etc. Sally says, my son followed your advice of eating a banana before a test. He passed his driving test this morning, first time. Whoop, whoop. I'm getting so many messages. It does work.
I think a lot of people as well are questioning the strength of the banana in, say, dating situations, or maybe if you do the lottery or anything like that.
Yeah.
And what I would say is if you have a banana, you will do better than you would have done.
Definitely. Like, give it a go. What have you got to lose? Did you get the banana-related news that I sent you yesterday?
What was that?
The Queen.
Go on. Oh, yes, I did, yes.
Right,
this is fascinating.
I sometimes think that I send stuff to you and you just put, ha, 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 don't read it.
No, you send a lot of stuff
I do.
Me.
So the Queen, everybody, eats a banana with a knife and fork.
Yeah, game changer.
So the reason is, it's so she doesn't look like she's gobbling her food, cos Queen. Now, everybody, I want you to stop what you're doing and I want you to imagine the Queen peeling a banana and then eating it. Now, that doesn't seem right, does it?
No, that doesn't seem right. Hence
the
knife and fork. But also, probably doesn't peel it herself. Someone else will peel it, present it on a plate. Maybe what we should be saying is everyone tonight is a treat. Knife and fork your banana.
Right, do it. If you've got a test maybe coming up or an exam, like, treat yourself. Go posh, like the Queen. Do it with a knife and fork. Well, there's another whole thing, by the way, in people that put ha, 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 ha after a message and clearly haven't read it.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, fresher of the week time. Taking the freshest quiz today, it's Johannes and his mum, Jane.
This is it. This is our debut.
Hello.
I don't think they realise they're on the radio.
They're a bit late.
Yeah, but they've got a busy schedule.
I've got a busy schedule. I've got a saxophone lesson.
No, they definitely
can still hear you on this.
Okay, great. Can they?
Yeah, it's just muted.
Oh, it's just fine. It's just fine.
Really sorry that we're keeping you at the moment.
Oh, my God!
Oh,
you're on.
Hello.
Oh.
Jane, I know you've got to get to that saxophone lesson, but we won't keep you long. Hello, Johannes. Fresher of the week.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Day three.
Day three.
It's all going well, is it?
I mean, so far, so good, as the updates have been.
And as we know, we've got Mum Jane on the line. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Scott, and hello, Chris.
I am sorry to be keeping you. It won't take long.
No, it's so okay. We were just testing you guys, so it's good to know you.
I know. Sure.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's cool. You get back to your sax soon enough. But this is one of our favourite things that we do because it brings you in on this whole freshers situation, Johannes's mum, Jane.
I love it.
I take it you've been wondering what he's been up to.
Yeah, I have. He's been quite elusive and quite hard to contact, which I've been a little bit oversensitive about that because I thought, you know, is he avoiding me? Is he? Well, I wasn't sure. You know, you have to let them go. And it's like, oh my God, I miss you.
My little boy.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, have you done the classic sort of mum thing of changing his room at home into an office?
Well, no. Airbnb. No, he shares a room with his brother. I've got to say Theo. So Theo's just like, off you go to uni. I've got my own room. So,
Yes. Nice.
We miss him, to be honest.
So you're about to find out what Johannes has done this week that you don't know about, Jane, okay?
Love it.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating. I am so... You know what's happening to me right now. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Janice, fresher. Jane, mum, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Okay, it's time for the Freshers Quiz.
Yes!
Johannes is a fresher at the University of Loughborough. We've got three questions here, Jane. Each has a multiple choice answer, okay?
I'm ready, yeah.
You've got to tell me, because you know him quite well, you've had him for 18 years, you've got to tell me what you think is the most likely thing that he's done from the A, B or C options provided.
Right, okay.
Let's do it.
Watch out, honey.
Question one. What has Johannes been spreading around campus this week? A, the story that he broke up with one of the Love Island stars so he could be single at uni.
How did they know?
B, glandular fever. Or C.
Gonorrhea.
Or C. Jane.
Sorry.
Or C.
I forgot.
The fact that he is fresher of the week on Radio 1.
Well, I'm going to be gentle and I'm going to say it's definitely C.
But hang on.
Spread it.
Do you want to review some of the options? I mean, what was the first one? That he broke up with one of the Love Island stars?
Yeah, well, I don't think he really liked any of the Love Island stars.
Well, not even Curtis.
Don't even talk to him about Curtis.
Oh.
Not even Curtis. I can't remember the other ones, but no.
No,
but he is fresher of the week on Radio 1, so this was a nice, easy one.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
The answer is C, yes. He's been spreading it that he's fresher of the week on Radio 1.
Spread it.
Fantastic.
Spread it.
We've all been spreading it. Since
Excellent.
You spread it.
Good to hear it, Jane. Question two. What has Johannes done to embarrass himself this week?
Ooh.
A. Blocked the sink in his room after a heavy night. B. Accidentally asked out a girl who was stood next to her bone-crushingly massive boyfriend. Or C. Had to go to A&E after getting one of the free luminous condoms from uni stuck around his arm.
They're all pretty credible options.
I was going to say, they all kind of like blend in.
Mm. Have you got a history of chatting up people that have got a boyfriend, yeah?
It would be the opposite way that you wouldn't realise if you were being chatted up. That's what I've heard.
Oh, really?
You know, girls might come up to him and he's just like, isn't it great music? And they're like, into him. But anyway, yes. So I don't know that it would be Amy. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I love you, Jane. Johannes' mum.
You know what?
You're an oversharer. You're an oversharer. And that's
so
great
good.
For this game.
A, block the sink. B, asked out a girl with a boyfriend. C, had to go to A&E, cause condoms around arm.
I'm going to go for A, block the sink.
Is the correct answer.
Yes!
Whoa!
Johannes, do you want to...
When did that happen?
You want to tell us?
Yeah, first night, Zambuca and tuna pasta. Just was a bit of a nasty one.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Okay, we've got one more question next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the freshest quiz on Radio 1 with Johannes and his mum, Jane. Hello, guys.
Hi, I'm still here.
Hi.
Or can I call you Hanny?
Hanny, yeah, that is my nickname, so yes, you can if you want to.
All right, Hanny. All right, here's your last question, Jane.
Okay.
Question three. Last night, Johannes went to a fancy dress party, but what did he go dressed as? A, an aubergine emoji. B, an adult doner kebab.
Not that again.
Or C, a Baywatch lifeguard.
Okay. I don't think he's ever eaten a doner kebab, so.
Of course he hasn't.
Not an adult one, anyway.
That's weird for the mum, isn't it? Yeah.
Sorry. It's not. It's got to be Baywatch. It's got to be Baywatch.
Three in a row, correct.
Oh, yes.
Jane, you aced that. Rocking
it. I know. Do I win a prize or something?
No.
Oh, come on. Can I be Fresher Mum of the Week?
Yeah, you are. Can have that. You're the Famiq.
I tell you what you can have. You can have one of our Where Do You Think There Were stickers if you're prepared to come on air and tell us how Hanny was conceived.
Great idea.
I know about that. I mean, obviously, because I was there. But yes, I'd love to.
Oh, would you?
I'd love to share that with
right.
you.
Right, okay. We're definitely getting you on for a future episode.
Okay, fantastic. I've loved it. I love it.
So much fun. Thank you.
Aww.
We love you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. I tell you, you have just uplifted all of us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you having one of those mid-afternoon slumps? I just had bosh some coffee just then.
Yeah, one shot.
Yeah, I just one shot.
Downed it.
I did it Gangnam style.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yes.
This is going to pick you right up.
Come on. Halfway through the week, people.
First, David in Barnsley wants this from the Guide to Durham last week.
When the moon hits the sky and you drink the bar dry, that's amore.
That's amore.
When it was Oxbridge, you said, but end up in Durham instead, that's amore.
That's too real.
Amore.
When Durham Uni beckons and you end up 007, that's Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
When you go to a bop and your dignity drops, that's amore.
Johnny and Aberfeldy wants the lady from yesterday's funny business when I called her up.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello, can I help you? Sorry, there's someone at the door.
Oh.
I'll just go and answer this.
All right.
A parcel.
Oh, a parcel.
That's marvellous. You want me to sign for it? Okay. That's lovely, thank you. Well, they're so quick these days, aren't they? Anyway, how can I help you?
I was just wondering what company I've called here, please.
Oh, this is the Fanny Fudge Guest House.
Incredible.
So good. Jamie in Worcester and Sam in Swansea wants, when you called on Funny Business, the instrument shop yesterday, woodwind shop.
And, yeah, you were so annoying, you started firing in sound effects in the background as well. I'm so sorry, that wasn't me, honestly.
It's about 4 feet long. Yeah, somebody's breaking wind by the sound of it.
No, that's... Yeah, you're so immature.
I know. Freddie the Fresher at Liverpool Hope wants friendly fires.
Oh, yes.
You love this bit.
This is the best thing. This is just the best.
Friendly Fire's doing Peace of Your Heart, Medusa.
Here we go.
And what? Nailing the talky bit.
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
Da, 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 da. Again.
That is all I hear now.
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
Da, 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 da. Chris in Sussex wants this. It's a school orchestra failing. Know that afterwards they were like, yeah, you were really good to all the kids. B in Manchester wants this. because it reminds her of her old phone. And do you remember when Chibuddy G did this for us? Marie in Ashbilla de la Zouche wants some planet girth.
7.5 billion people. 500 trillion animals all doing it. 17 wonders of the world, one of them being me, Chibuddy G. 300 billion ants in Hounslow alone. 22 giraffes are all around that, somewhere near that number. 71% of the Earth's surface is water, is dripping wetment. 22% is grass, 33% is mud. Majestic, magical, nature, girth. This is Planet Girth.
That's wonderful, days.
Here we go.
How about we do a little bambaleo, yeah?
Hang on a sec. Let's do bambaleo, yeah? Oh, wow. So many people messaging in. Richard, we've got your message. Don't send it again. You're clogging up everyone else. Lucy having a fish and a rice cake for lunch in Swansea. Fantastic gap, says Ben on his 360 digger in Plymouth.
Yeah, a lot of love for the gap today. Hello to Nick, bumbleing in Yorkshire. Shout out to Sam, said yes, Queen, bumbleing his plough off right now.
Gemma's just stopped at the services on a long drive to Oxford for work. She's staying in a travelodge tonight and living her best life. This is normally when my computer freezes and I can't read any of your messages. So far, so good, guys.
If you're confused right now, this is the little dance we do when we get halfway through the week. Just a bit of Gypsy Kings, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like a celebration. Mark in Barry Island, really enjoying the gap. We've got Jamie in Worcester. We've got Kieran, the vet met fresher at the University of Nottingham. Hello, vet.
Vet met. George bumbling his girth off in North Wales.
I really enjoyed hearing that Chibuddy G again.
And Chibuddy G did all the songs. We should get a few of those on at some point,
yes,
as well.
Mel's cooking early curry in Birmingham. A bit early. All the drivers from Salisbury Tesco's have been on.
Come on. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Hello to Beth in Bristol.
We've got Kate saying, today is my Friday. The weekend for me starts now.
Megan from Glasgow bumbling in the Wasda car park doing her makeup.
Ben in Peterborough is off to Amsterdam. We've got Ben, Joey, Chris and Mark from Luton bumbling ready for Oktoberfest in Munich this weekend.
Yes.
Good times.
Oh, wow. It's that time of year, isn't it? Amazing. Hello to Emily and Andy the welder.
Get on the beer and the sausages.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I enjoyed when we had Mark Ronson in. We talked to him about how weird it is when they go on Strictly and perform that song, which he did with Yebba, and there's the dancers like flailing all around them.
But that's all I see. When I watch Strictly now, I imagine what it must be like for the person performing. Not the dancers, I mean like the artist.
No, but distracting maybe.
Massively distracting.
I mean, it's very beautiful. But did you see during the Lewis Capaldi performance, he was doing Someone You Loved and there were so many people like whooping and cheering at the dancers, you couldn't even hear him sing.
But also, I think when you're a pop star, it's all meant to be about you, right? So it's kind of weird to be watching someone else in front there.
It's like, no, hang on, I'm performing.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Can you get off the stage because you're taking all the attention away from me? Hello, Joe. Hello.
Hi there, Scott.
You all right? You're talking to someone else?
Yes, Joe.
Yes, you all right?
Yeah, we're good. So Joe is 18 and is in beautiful York. What a nice place. What a beautiful part of the country. It is.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, but do you live there?
I do, I live in sunny Easternwold.
Yeah, but you're taking York for granted, you see. As a visitor, I love it. It's a bit like when we do the Chris Stark Guides to Britain. People have lived there all their lives, so they just take it for granted. It's like I live in London. Like, I could go and see Big Ben every day if I wanted to. I don't. Mm, but tourists do. I could go to Buckingham Palace, right? Not right now, but I could go after the show.
I know what you mean. It's always like grass is greener situation, but it's not always the case. It definitely shouldn't be with you, Joe, because you're from an amazing, amazing, beautiful area. Joe, you're into darts, I've heard.
I am, yes. I'm going to pick up a darts board tonight at 5 o'clock. Shout out to the lady that I bought it off.
Great shout out.
So, £10.
Darts, £10?
£10, mate. Yeah.
Is it darts night tonight, is it?
Oh, it is, yeah, all night tonight.
Right, where's that happening?
Oh, my gaff.
Your gaff.
Hey, be real about this. Are you actually good at darts?
I don't know. I'll have to find out after 5 o'clock when I'm finished work.
You see, when me and my mates do these darts nights, we have a few beers, we do walk-on music, we give ourselves sort of names, we go well over the top with it. Are you going to be doing something similar?
Well, I won't be drinking because it'll only end in tears at the end of the day. I'm not going to be drinking playing darts. I mean, that's bad news.
What would your walk-on music be?
Walk-on music? Oh.
Tricky one.
Icon by Jaden.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
That's a banger.
Right, so you've got loads of mates coming around tonight. That should be good.
Yeah, a couple mates, a couple drinks probably.
Nice. Darts night. Love it.
Just said you weren't drinking.
Come on. It's darts.
Okay.
Non-alcoholic.
Joe, this is what I've got for you on bangers today.
Sorry, I don't mind that.
Don't mind that.
Don't mind that.
This would be great walk-on music for you, Joe.
Don't hear this one much, do you? Hot and Cold, Katy Perry.
Song. All right, Joe, you can have that. Oh, my banger's choice today is this. It's Old School.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just thought I haven't heard this for ages. This is Donnell Jones, You Know What's Up.
Yes.
Okay, Joe, up to you now.
Both. That's hard, that. I like both of them. Both from old. I like the old ones, but yeah. Oh, probably second one by Donnell
Jones.
James.
That's Chris's one. Okay, it's on.
Listen up for the one and only official Strictly Come Dancing podcast on BBC Sounds.
Will the judges please reveal their score?
It's Joe Sugg.
With me, Kim Winston here.
Get all of our thoughts on every episode.
So wonderful to watch you.
It's just second to none.
And some exclusive chats with the celebs and the professional dancers.
Dazzling.
Unforgettable.
And all the backstage gossip.
I've got a case of Strictly fever and it's contagious.
Keep dancing.
Strictly, the official podcast.
Make sure you subscribe on BBC Sounds.
And you know what I mean. Ooh, say what. You know that about it, baby. Ooh, girl, you know what's up.
Chosen an extra long version, hon.
What I like about this, it's just like one long chorus, isn't it?
I don't ever remember it being that long.
Yeah, it's a good song, though. Donnell Jones.
Where is he, eh?
Don't know.
One song. Liam at St Helens has just reminded me, Scott, you really can't go and see Big Ben after the show today because today is the day. I keep forgetting, yeah. It's the big move in.
It is. The boyfriend's moving in. Big time in any relationship, that.
Can you imagine if I actually did go and see Big Ben and totally forgot? Where are you? I'm at the door. I'm at Big Ben at the moment.
Well, this is exactly it. Your mind has to change now.
I know.
It's not just you.
I'm not used to it. Coming next, Camila Cabello reviews her own live lounge and listens to it for the first time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It really would be a problem, wouldn't it, tonight if I said, sorry, I'm at Big Ben and he didn't realise it was a building. Radio 1! Camila Cabello, hello!
Hello.
You were just admiring our screensavers.
I know. Well, this one is pretty great. It's got Ed and Remind Me.
So these two are Jedward.
I know. I've met them before. Yeah. Jedward.
Yeah. You've met Jedward?
I've met Jedward. Okay. I don't remember where, but I for sure have met them, I think, at least three times.
They're very excitable. That's the thing about Jedward. Yeah. Like, hey, so what good to meet you.
Cool, I like that.
What they would have done is they would have definitely run up to you.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Cool. Yeah. I like Jedward. I like their vibe.
Talk me through your fabulous outfit.
Oh, well.
No shoes.
No shoes, because my shoes are literally torture devices. My outfit is really like three outfits, isn't it?
I love it.
It's got like three different fabrics going on.
Yeah. And it looks like real leather. I'm more pleather, really, aren't I? Like the one I was wearing yesterday.
What's leather?
It's like
pleather.
Sergio Giorgini.
Just fake leather.
Oh,
got it. Looks like leather, but
I mean, mine is probably pleather, too. I have no idea. I don't know anything. Anyway.
Right. Shall we have your first listen to your live lounge?
Yes.
Would you
like my God.
Hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, Camila. Come on.
Come on. You can do this.
Come on. It's that first note. Let's go.
I'm going under, and this time I fear there's no one to save me.
It's a strong start.
I'm straining a little bit, but it's okay. There's no one to turn to. This all and nothing way of loving got me sleeping without you. Without you, I need somebody to heal, somebody to have, somebody to heal. Just to know.
A
little flat, but emotions.
No,
okay.
But you're why are you so critical on yourself? No one else has been like this the whole way through. Everyone else just sits there going like, yeah, this is great.
No, hang on.
Really? Man, well, I should probably keep my thoughts to myself a little bit more.
No, hang on.
Anybody that's done that and hasn't been critical of themselves is just not being honest with you guys.
I'm telling you. Do you get extra critical because it's the live lounge? You know, because it's such a sort of legacy thing.
Mm. You know what happened? I was reading the lyrics, and the lyrics, they were so small. I was just scrambling. I was like, what are the words?
I mean, you'd think by now someone could have done you a bigger font. Don't they know who you are?
And that I need glasses, but listen, never wear them.
Thank you so much for being so honest about your live lounge. We thought it was great. Can I read you some of the comments?
No, I think it's great. I'm just like listening with a critical ear.
Got ya. Totally Camilla-fied that song. That's from Drew in Exeter.
Aww.
That's a nice phrase, Camilla-fied.
That's really nice.
So beautiful. Bring on a duet with Lewis, says Brett in Brighton.
I love that. I love him.
Have you met him?
Everyone. No, I haven't.
Oh, you're the only person that hasn't met him.
He's absolutely adorable, isn't he?
He's great.
He's an amazing
so funny.
Night out.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah.
We had good times.
We did karaoke with him on Instagram Live.
That is so much fun.
Yeah. If you're up for it next time, I'll suggest it to him.
Listen, I'm down. Yeah. I'm game.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Scott, I love you and I love your boyfriend as well.
Thank you.
He's moving in today. It's exciting. It's exciting in any couple, this, when you move in with your boyfriend or girlfriend. It's a big moment. We've had so many messages from people that can relate to this as well. Admittedly, they don't tend to share it all on national radio. But that's what we're doing, you know?
What is this?
No, this is all good. I'm just saying it's not long till your boyfriend moves in.
No.
Is it? And it's exciting.
You got me nervous now.
No, nothing to be nervous about. I mean, how long have we got left? We've got roughly...
It'll be about 5 o'clock.
Five-ish?
Yeah.
So sort of...
And
look, we've got all the times, you know, like... 10 minutes to go, 30 minutes to go. Like, you can have as many. I've got them all done.
1 hour to go. 30 minutes to go. 20 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when it will get real.
15 minutes to go.
Yeah. Yeah. All of that. Yeah.
10 minutes to go.
He'll be late anyway.
Yeah, but it's really, really exciting. And we discussed this idea yesterday about you potentially doing a reality show. It could be a wonderful thing, could be an amazing insight. Really liked this idea. So what I thought I would do is imagine what the advert for it would look like on TV. Right? So spent a bit of time making this. If you were to have a reality show, you and your lovely boyfriend Sam, what could it be?
You've made a trail.
Yeah, and how I've done it is I've just used bits of what you've been saying on the show over the last few days. And I'm saying, if there's interest in this from people listening right now, let us know 81199, and perhaps we can get this TV show made. You know, it's all from demand, this. And, you know, these ex-Love Islanders can have shows. Why can't you?
And what channel are you thinking?
I'm thinking ITVB. I'm thinking
TLC.
TLC, that yeah. sort of thing. Mm. Anyway, would you like to hear what I made?
Yeah, this... I don't know anything about this, so yeah, okay.
This is, I love this sort of thing, because Scott's definitely has no idea here. He's never heard this. What I've done with this as well, I've got a bit of help from someone as well.
Who?
Well, it's not just your house anymore, is it? It made sense to have a bit of help from your boyfriend as well.
Is he in on this?
So anyway, here it is, the first play of the new reality show.
All right, what's occurring? Two men, one house. But will it be happy ever after at Echo Falls?
I've taken down your Scott Mills the Musical poster.
What?
It just didn't work for me.
Where is it? Meet Sam. He's Welsh.
Shammai.
He's also Scott's boyfriend. And he's moving in with Mills.
55 quid seems excessive for a blow. Oh, you and your cheap haircuts.
What will happen when it all comes to a head?
Why didn't you tell me we're low on gravy?
Stop getting annoyed at all these little things.
Move in with Mills. Starts tonight at 11:40, exclusively on TLC.
It's a certified bop.
Good, isn't it? Do you know, I listen to that and I think there's legs in this.
I'm not okay with this.
What, the boyfriend why being is he, on the advert?
Why,
the
is he now on the, why is he now on the radio?
He's amazing, by the way. I rang him earlier, was like, oh, I'm trying to make this advert thing. You in? He's in. He loves it. He loves the fame. He's just like you.
This is all too much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people pressing their buzzer for the best thing of 2019 so far, that.
You're quite shooketh about this, aren't you?
I am shooketh.
I know it's the lack of control in the situation. It's all fine.
I don't like it.
No, but how awesome is that to hear what that TV show could sound like?
Yeah.
What it could actually be.
Leah says, I'd watch it. Well, that's one viewer.
Yeah, great. No, there's loads of people on saying they'd love a bit of that.
Yeah. Yes, we need Scott's home life on TV. Gravy granules is an ongoing struggle living with a partner. That's from Alex.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's like, play again. Let's not, actually.
Yeah, one more time.
Well, maybe in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Charlotte. Hello.
Hi, Charlotte. Where are you?
We're in Kingsbridge in South Devon, or South Ham.
Nice.
South Hams. Okay, how can I help you?
We desperately want you to play the trailer again. We would absolutely watch your show.
Ah, the advert for... Yeah, this is the thing I made for the reality show that I imagine Scott and his boyfriend could do now that his boyfriend's moving in.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome idea. And my 8-year-old boy who's here is desperate for you to play it again. He thinks it's a great idea.
Can I apologise, actually? Because I did this without you knowing, and I worry it's just been sprung on you here.
Well,
you know
me,
I mean?
Yeah,
I know.
Very much.
You're shooketh.
Yeah, I am. It's just all a bit weird now.
I get that.
Why is he on the radio?
Yeah, I see.
No,
yeah.
And I'm getting messages from people going, ha, 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 ha.
I don't want it to be like that. It's meant with love. Sam is an awesome, awesome guy.
Yeah.
This all comes from a lovely place.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. All right, but do you want to hear it again then, Charlotte?
We do, yeah. My son really wants to hear it too. Say hello, Rory. Hello.
Hi, Rory. Oh, okay. Rory. Oh, yes, okay. It's on for you now.
You can't say no to an 8-year-old.
Yeah, you really can't.
All right, what's occurring? Two men, one house. But will it be happy ever after at Echo Falls?
I've taken down your Scott Mills the Musical poster.
What?
It just didn't work for me.
Where is it?
Meet Sam. He's Welsh.
Shammai.
He's also Scott's boyfriend. And he's moving in with Mills.
55 quid seems excessive for a blow. Oh, you and your cheap haircuts.
What will happen when it all comes to a head?
Why didn't you tell me we're low on gravy?
Stop getting annoyed at all these little things.
Move in with Mills. Starts tonight at 11:40, exclusively on TLC.
It's a certified bop. Wow.
Hey, Grimmy, you'd watch that, wouldn't you?
So watch that.
Would you?
It's like dragged me out of my studio over here. I want to watch it right now. 11:40, right?
It's not been made yet. But, I mean, if TLC are interested...
Let's talk.
I've done a lot
worse.
I've done a lot worse. And you know that.
We all have.
Right.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1.